Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the very plush and luxurious home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. I say that because the sun and the sin never sets upon the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, mostly because we are proud and privileged to have been selected by the troops listening on American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead, on the carrier, hangar deck, flight deck, hope you're not down in the brig. Attention on deck, just kidding. Everybody snapped to attention right there. Also, we are on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're also on the app, which I just invented. Check it out. It's all part of my podcast called appinventor.org. We also stream through CRN Digital Plus 2. That's Cable Radio Network Channel 2. And your television set, 35 million homes. We also are streaming through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. You know it is a Friday TGIF in the first hour. It's always our pleasure to bring in our good buddy, Jan Wall, film critic extraordinaire, Hollywood insider, born and raised in Tinseltown. And we have entertainment guests in the first hour. Also, one of my very favorite comedians, Sam Morril. He's at Raleigh Goodnights in the Carolinas. He'll join me at 1010. Lunell, who used to be on Soul Beat back in the 80s, which I used to watch in Oakland. She's a comedian at Helium St. Louis. She's going to join us. Ken Korak, the voice of the Oakland A's, the voice of summer. He'll join us as well. Comedian Babs Gray. Oh, how are we going to fit it all in? You know what we'll do? We'll take a quick break and we'll find out on the other side. Come on back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, this is Marcia Hawkins of Elevating with Marcia. Join me this week. My featured guest on this week's podcast will be Tony M., who will chronicle his story and journey with a gambling addiction. I'm revisiting addiction frequently on Elevating with Marcia, as it is at historic proportions affecting all of us. Join me on Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Elevating with Marcia, XM 203, Sirius 217, and on the app 967 Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on AFN. And as I mentioned, Friday mornings, in the first hour, we talk a little Hollywood, and we do it with one of the Hollywood experts of our time, our good buddy Jan Wall. How you doing, Jan?
Hey, Rick, darling. How are you, sweetheart?
Don't
I sound superficial and Hollywood enough?
You sound almost a little like your idol, Mae West.
Oh, my idol, plus Tallulah Bankhead. Plus, anyone who's ever had to call people darling because they can't remember their name.
That works, too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's bring in our first guest, and it is film director Tayona Strugar-Mitevska. And her new film, which is opening today theatrically and in virtual cinema, is called God Exists. Her name is Petrunia. This was the Berlin International Film Festival award winner. Tayona, welcome to the show, and I know this takes place in Macedonia, and as we know, since the breakup of communism, Yugoslavia was all these countries that were kind of shoved together after World War One have now broken off, and now we even have a North Macedonia as well. So take us a little bit into that setting, if you would.
Well, hello, Rick. Thank you for inviting me. Listen, you know, Macedonia, what was once known as Macedonia, it's North Macedonia, indeed, today. Yes, and we are an independent country, very small, 2 million. So I don't know, probably a neighborhood in L.A. or in San Francisco, where you are. And yes, we are surviving. Do you want me to speak about my film or about North Macedonia?
You know what? This is Jan Wall. I'm a movie critic. This movie is so good and so powerful.
Thank you.
That I want you to talk about the movie.
I completely agree, because I am indeed a filmmaker and not a politician. But yes, right. My film, it is about Petrunia, a woman who defies the rules. Basically, there is an event that happens every year on the 19th of for the event of religious event of Epiphany, And what happens in Macedonia, men jump in the cold water, trying to catch a cross. The cross is a symbol of happiness for the year to come. In my film, Petrunia, although as a woman, you are not allowed to participate in the event, Petrunia, my main character, she jumps for the cross and catches the cross. And what happens then? Well, hell is cut loose. Everybody is on their feet. What do we do now? What do we do now? What do we do now that the woman has caught the cross? So I will let the audience see the film. What I can say about the film, it is a very funny, funny, dark comedy.
It is.
Yes. Yes.
But at the same time, it's very inspiring. I mean, I feel like I could jump in after that cross. And hell, I'm a Jewish girl, but I jump in after that cross because it's something women can do. What freaks me out in the movie is the response. My God, you'd think that the world was coming to an end because a woman dared to do something.
You know what happens when men lose power? They go nuts. And that is the next things for us girls to do. Down with patriarchy. We must change the world. We must not accept injustice, just as Petrunia does. And you are right. There is something uplifting about the film. And that was the idea from the beginning. This is a film that, uplifts you. It gives you, it shows you that each of us has the power within to defy the system. And by that, change things.
When I think about the deep-rooted misogyny and something like that, even when you were making the movie, did you get any pushback from people who thought, man, you shouldn't even be pretending that a woman is getting the cross here?
Totally. This is exactly what happened to the team once we arrived in Shtip, where we shot the film. We contacted the local church authority, and we gave them the script, saying, okay, we are making a film about this woman. Can we collaborate? And basically, the local people, they were saying, why do you want to make a film? Because, I forgot to say, this film is based on a true story. So the local people were saying, why do you want to make a film about this crazy woman? Hasn't she already made enough trouble? While the church, after receiving the script, called us and said, thank you very much for the interest to collaborate with us. But we want nothing to do with you because God exists and it's a man. They just they didn't even read the script. They read the title. They had a problem with it. But listen, we went on and we made the film.
And it's a wonderful movie. It's won awards. And I think it's going to be a big hit. It's just great. And how sweet her name is, Petunia. It's such a sweet name.
Yes. Well, you know, Petunia, it's a flower. And Petrunia is it's a name.
Petunia. I'm sorry. We Americans have a tendency to mess up names. I'm sorry. But
no,
Petunia.
No,
so it's how do you say it? Petunia?
It's with an R. Petrunia.
Yes.
Oh, Petrunia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so excited it was Petunia. But it's such a happy movie. I mean, it sounds crazy, but there are some real laugh out loud moments. I mean, some of these guys, they're just going to explode. They're so upset. And it's like, take it easy, guys. Jeez. I mean, what's the big hassle? I mean, so what? A woman jumped for the cross, but you don't have to explode.
Did you get any threats during this movie? Like, maybe a little something more serious?
No, I did not. Before that, yes. For some other films, yes, a lot. But it's not my first film. So it's my fifth feature film, and I think I have managed to sort of develop certain notoriety. Yes, you might not agree with what the film about of Teona talk about. You might not agree with her point of view. I'm interested in truth. I search for the truth because I truly believe that's the only way we can move things forward. But anyway, people have accepted that I'm a troublemaker, and they stay away.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in how you went from, you know, Skopje to NYU Film School. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yes. Well, I was just an ambitious kid. I come from an artistic family, not rich at all. My father is a painter. I always grew up in the arts. And then I wanted to go to the best school in the world. And at that time, NYU seemed to me like the best school.
Mm, still
and
it is.
Actually, it was an amazing experience for me. So I applied, and then I fought to get a scholarship. And yes, I managed.
Well, it's fantastic.
Well,
the film,
as we say in America, you go, girl.
she has been. There's no doubt. The film is called God Exists. Her name is Petrunia. It is open today in theaters and virtual cinema. This is from 1844 Entertainment, and of course, the brainchild and directed by our guest Teona Strugar Mitevska. Thank you so much for coming on, and congratulations on the film.
Congratulations, Teona.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me. And hopefully, audience will rush to the cinemas and to the virtual cinemas, because I think you can. Yes, yeah, it's not a bad film, I would say.
No,
it's a great film.
It already won the Berlin International Film Festival Award. All right, thank you very much. I'm Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. Come on back on Sports Bob.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that, I guess. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the globe on American Forces Radio alongside Jan Wall. And our next guest is a New York Times bestselling author. Maria, I want to make sure I say it right. Maria Goodavage?
Goodavage, but anything is fine with me.
Goodavage. And her new book is called Dr. Dogs, How Our Best Friends Are Becoming Our Best Medicine. And this is not a topic unfamiliar to Maria. Her New York Times bestseller was Top Dog, the story of Marine hero Lucas. She also wrote a bestseller called Secret Service Dogs, the heroes who protect the President of the United States. And also Soldier Dogs, the untold story of America's canine heroes. So now with Dr. Dogs, I would imagine, Maria, that during the pandemic and people getting pets, the numbers went way up. We saw how therapeutic having a dog in the house would be. Is that sort of the genesis behind this book?
Oh, no. The book actually came out right before the pandemic. Great timing. So I had no idea there would be a pandemic, but in the book I actually talk because the dogs have such incredible senses of smell that if something has a scent, they could be trained on it, the dogs who have certain qualities. And so I did refer to this briefly in the book that maybe in the future they can be trained to detect pandemics, to help curb pandemics if we have one. And lo and behold, right around the corner there was a pandemic. So in the paperback, I did get to briefly write about COVID-19, and dogs are they're doing an amazing job at this. But yeah, what you were talking about was a lot of people have taken dogs into their homes. It's been amazing. Shelters have been cleared out in many areas because people want that companionship. And every dog in my book, in my mind at least, every dog is a doctor dog in that they get us out to take walks, to meet people along the way. They can listen to anything we say and not tell anyone else. So they're really, really good for our health, even before they're trained to do medical work.
Mm. Maria, this is Jan Wall, old pal. How you doing?
Great. Good to hear you, Jan.
We're old friends. And you know, I love dogs like you do. But, you know, they also teach us to stay in the present. Right. They teach us about unconditional love and not holding on to resentments. I mean, dogs do the world for us, as you said, and could be taught to do everything. I want to know, in the military, we have a lot of military who listen to this show. And could you talk a little bit about what they've done for people in the military?
Yeah, dogs have been officially used in the military since World War II, although they were kind of sneaking into things since World War I in the U.S. And they have been, I've written, you know, books about them, of course, and they have been absolutely lifesavers in every way. They will walk point through mine-infested, bomb-infested areas, sniffing for explosives. That's their key job of late in Iraq and Afghanistan, for instance. Anyone who's lucky enough to work with a dog, to follow a dog who is well-trained, knows how they can trust their lives to the dog and the handler. The dog and the handler have to have an incredible relationship, a deep bond, so that they can trust each other with their lives, and everyone else can trust them. So that's their main role and the most important role, and it's life-saving because in those areas currently, or when we were there, that's what was killing people the most, IEDs, these explosives. Go ahead, sorry.
They also bring out the love in us. There's a reality show about prisoners, you know, guys in prison, who are guys and gals who are finding their own humanity by working with dogs who have been mistreated.
Right, dogs and dogs in war bring a little piece of home as well. And in prison, they train doctor dogs in prisons, in several prisons around the country, actually, and they do an incredible job. One place I visited in West Virginia trains them on 120 commands or requests or whatever you want to call them, and they go on to do such incredible work. Yeah.
I had an author who was a Navy SEAL on a few years ago who talked about how dogs have PTSD in these combat situations, which is something we don't think of. What about the emotional status of these dogs? Because that's something that I think most of us take for granted.
You're talking about the military dogs? Yeah. Until the last several years, a decade or so, that wasn't really thought about that much. But yes, they can suffer from canine PTSD. They have very similar symptoms that humans have, and there's a lot of work being done now to look into that and to back in the around 2010, we were using a lot of Labrador retrievers, and they found that the sporting breeds like Labs come up, they tend to have more post-traumatic stress than breeds like Belgian Malinois. So they're looking at the breeds as well, and there needs to be a lot more work done on this for sure. But I'm glad to see at least it's been recognized, and they are looking into it and working with this.
I would think terriers wouldn't make good ones because I've had terriers, adoptive terriers for 50 years, and two at once usually, and they judge everything, and they don't take orders very well. That would be bad. That would not
no.
be a good breed.
Well, Jan, actually, when I had the privilege of going on a nuclear submarine when I was in Virginia doing research for soldier dogs, and there was a little terrier, very, very opinionated terrier. He led the way. He ate people's shoes, but he was a Jack Russell, so he had high energy, and he did a great job. His main job was to sniff for explosives in tight places like submarines and ships. So they had to deal with his personality, which you know about little terriers, but he did end up doing a really good job.
So what the doctor thing is, are these like tumors and blood? How do they get the dogs to sniff out some of this stuff?
There are two sorts of categories of doctor dogs. There are those who work directly with people, like people who have diabetes. The dog can tell them ahead of even their glucose monitors when they're going to have low blood sugar or high blood sugar, because they tell this in real time, as well as seizures and other disorders that people have directly. And then there are the dogs who work behind the scenes in research. And don't picture beagles locked away in cages. These dogs who do this these days are usually pet dogs, foster dogs who come in for the day or half a day and do research, and it's all reward-based. And they're sniffing for all kinds of cancers, and they're sniffing for even malaria, various pathological pathogens, and all kinds of bad things that humans don't want to have. And they do an incredible job. They are sniffing, for cancer, for instance, they're not sniffing the tumors. They're sniffing things like blood or urine or even exhaled breath. And we don't know what it is. This is the bottom line is they do a really good job of this, but we don't know what it is that they're smelling. They're called volatile organic compounds. It's the scent. It's these molecules that come off of whatever it is, and the dogs learn to figure out what it is, and it's an aha moment for them, and then they know it. But they can't talk to us, so we're trying to figure out what these volatile organic compounds are. So maybe there can be a test, an e-nose, they're calling it, so that you can go to your doctor's office in a few years, breathe into a tube, and know if you have early stage cancer for a lot of these cancers that are really hard to detect early. And I really think dogs have great potential to lead the way.
They are magic. Just to get off dogs for a second, which I never want to do, we have a lot of sports people who listen to this show, and your husband, Craig, is an amazing sportsman. Will you just explain that real quick?
Well, he is a big fisherman, and he loves sports, every sport there is. But yeah, right now he's out on the bay in San Francisco Bay with his charter fishing boat, Argo Sport Fishing, and he's fishing pretty much every day. So I don't see him very much these days. But yeah, he loves fishing, and on his day off, if he ever gets a day off, he'll be out there fishing just for fun.
Right. So, yeah. We worked in television a long time, Craig, your husband Craig and I, and holy cow.
Yeah, and he sends his regards, by the way.
Yes, Argo Sports Fisherman. I mean, he'd be fun to go out with.
Oh, he's really good. He's a great captain.
Only about a minute left. How do you feel about cats?
Well, I have to say that I have two or three cats made it into doctor dogs because they can do a little bit of this work. Now, no one is ever going to try to train a cat to do this work because, you know, they're cats. But there have been some cats who have freelanced and been, like, pushing on a spot on their person's body to the point where the person got checked, and sure enough, there was a cancerous tumor. Another cat actually ran and told his person's girlfriend that he had lost consciousness, and he was a diabetic. So cats can do pretty good things too, but yeah, I'm not going to be writing doctor.
All right. No, it's good to hear. I love dogs, but I've always had cats. We've been speaking with Maria Goodavage and the new book, Doctor Dogs. Make sure to pick it up, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever good books are sold. Maria, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Thanks, Jen. Bye-bye.
All right, and by the way, Jen, have you ever gone fishing out on the bay?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I live on the bay, and I adore it. I just adore it. I find it extremely relaxing, whereas my husband, who is a fisherman, finds it kind of nerve-wracking because he wants to fish. I could care less. I just sit back.
The way you're talking about it, you, it almost seems like when your husband gets on the water, he wants to, like, get a cannon and blow up another ship.
Well, you know, his idea of romantic film is Patton.
Right.
So that's anything that Patton would do, he would do.
All right. Rick Tittle and Jen Wall, come on back for more on the other side.
Miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
The double play.
It's baseball season and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, welcome back to the show, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with Jan Wall. And a lot of times we like to throw around the term Hollywood royalty, but our next guest really is. It is Sid Gannis, who's been president at Columbia Pictures, also at Paramount Pictures. He was a senior vice president at Lucasfilm. So many iconic, fantastic movies. Sid, thank you so much for coming on today. And I was just wondering, how many times are you just going around the TV dial at night and you're like, oh, yeah, I made that film. I forgot.
Every once in a while, and it is a shock, every once in a while I bump into something that I go, oh, yeah. I have to tell you a funny story. I got to tell you something funny that happened to me one day ago. I was doing that very thing. And there was a movie that I was in, because sometimes I'm, you know, I'm a producer, so I work cheap in my own movies, you know. there was a movie that I was in that I hadn't seen in years and years and years and years. And I saw it. And I saw my little part in it, a little kind of walk-on part in it. And I thought, boy, you look so young and nice and good and young and youthful and all that stuff. So, you know, it has, when you find those movies, sometimes it has a little edge to it. Mm. But,
yeah. Sid, what movie was that, babe?
That was Anger Management. It was a Adam Sandler movie with Jack Nicholson. What? And,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, it actually was a pretty good movie. So, but there was this tiny walk-on, and not walk-on, you know, kind of cameo.
And then, of course, you thought, I could have done it better.
Well, of course.
Like all actors. But, you know, I've known you a long time, Sid. I've been a lucky girl. And you made a film that changed my life. You know I love it. I sat with the current Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. We sat together, watched this movie at a screening that you were at, cried our guts out, and it was called Aquila and the Bee. Oh, my God,
yes,
what a film.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And I have to tell you, the big news there, Jan, is yes, I did it, but I did it with my wife, Nancy. So it was Nancy and me producing Aquila and the Bee.
You know, you guys are, you're a real husband-wife team. I mean, she's famous, you're famous. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's nice.
You know, yeah, it's fantastic that you have this relationship. So tell me, Sid, what are you working on right now?
Oh, a whole rap. You know, you're a producer and a writer. Nancy's the writer. When you're producing and writing, you're always working on three or four or five different projects. We have one that we're working deeply on now that's getting very, very close to getting done. It's called The Shadow Song, and it's a modern movie. Takes place today, starts here in San Francisco, and it's about... the case for today, it flashes back to Shanghai, China in 1939, when Shanghai was literally the only place on earth taking in Jewish refugees from Austria, Germany. The only place
on
earth. Everybody else said, nope, you can't come. But Shanghai did take in about 20,000 or more refugees, and we're telling a modern story with flashbacks to those days. It's all about music. The theme of the movie is music, so you know, so that's a big one. And then
that's going to be an amazing film. Ugh.
It will be. I have to tell you again, it's a good one. We've been, as usual in this business, we've been working on it for years and years. But it looks like it's going to happen. So
there was a movie called The White Countess with Vanessa Redgrave, wonderful, about that, but not just directly on that. And then also when I was in Shanghai, I went on that tour, what they did for the Jews there. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Great story.
Yep.
Sid, by the way, when he was with Lucasfilm, was responsible for marketing Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, the first two Indiana Jones films. And Sid, I was just wondering, did they like beckon you, your appearance at Comic-Con? I mean, are you part of this canon now? Because these fans are crazy for these movies.
Well, back in those days, I was, you know, all over the fan conventions, and the very beginning of Comic-Con, because back in those days, Comic-Con was kind of just starting, and it was in San Diego, and it was called something else even. So, yeah, we'd go all the time. I mean, part of the reason for that is not only did I do that work, but George Lucas, my boss, really wasn't that interested in, you know, heading out and talking to people and, you know, being with a crowd and all that. So I kind of filled in for him. We kind of look alike. We're the same size. We both have beards, you know. So,
right.
You know, so.
You're more outgoing than he is. Yeah.
Well.
He's still not a very outgoing guy, you know. I see him around, and he's nice, but he doesn't really want to chat.
He's a very, very nice man, Jan. He is.
Yeah,
and
quiet.
His wife, Melody, is a
darling.
Absolute beauty.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah. How have you noticed that Hollywood has changed a lot, Sid? By the way, Sid also, on top of everything else, ran the Motion Picture Academy as president. And now you're opening this fantastic thing. I'm going to in August, the museum where the old May Company was in L.A., Motion Picture Museum.
Yeah.
So excited, could barely breathe. You know, I talked to Ben Affleck recently, and he said, the worst thing about Hollywood now is the inmates run the asylum. The stars kind of get all the big bucks. Then they do vanity productions. Do you find that?
Hollywood is changing. I'll tell you this, Jan. First of all, my entire career, which has been a ridiculously long one, Hollywood has changed. I mean, you know, you could say that way back at the beginning of my career in the early 60s, Hollywood was changing. All of a sudden, you weren't editing on a moviola. You were editing on this black
computer.
Whoever heard of
such
a thing? So, I mean, Hollywood is always changing. And now it's changing even more than ever. It is. It's changing. Part of it is the technology. Part of it is what's happening with streaming. Part of it is the public and what the public needs and how the public understands what it needs. And part of it is the pure economics of it. It's very expensive to make these babies. And so it's changing. I think it's okay. I think it has to settle down. I remember, this is entertainment. Jan, my wife and I went to the movies on Sunday. We went to the movies. That's a, not many people can say that yet. Not quite.
I know, but everybody should go see In the Heights. Did you see In the Heights?
But that's just it. That's exactly what we did. We went to see In the Heights.
Fabulous.
In San Francisco.
Fabulous.
Here, which is around where we live. And on a big, gigantic screen with this great sound. And, oh, man. You can hear it in my voice. I just sat there and loved every second of it. But, Jim, why did I love every second of it? Yeah, I loved it for the sound and the picture. Of course I did. But that beautiful story and the wonderful. And as Nancy said to me, you know, okay, a little schmaltzy, but what fun. What beautiful fun.
Sit up. I'm sorry, I wanted to ask you, too, as president of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences for 4 years, we know that the Oscars now have these rules about how you're cast, the ethnic heritage and other things. Is that the way to necessitate change, or what do you think about art having rules?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a big question. Happy to answer it as best I can. First of all, I would say they're not rules. They're strong recommendations. So I just want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
We're aware of what we should be doing. And now I will tell you, this is maybe the salient point in your question, the salient part of my answer to your question. I mean, I've been in the Academy for many years. Again, you know, I guess I'm an old timer. I don't want to think of myself as an old timer. I don't feel like
Al
an old timer. Talking. What?
Al the Cocker. Okay, go ahead.
That's me. That's me, Jen. But anyway, so I've been in for a long time. For a
so
long
am I, Sid.
Time.
So am I.
I know. Okay. I didn't say it.
I've been in the directing field since 77, so I'm an Al the Cocker,
okay.
Too. Go ahead.
There you go. But what I want to say is, for a long time, we just didn't pay attention to what was happening around us and who was doing this work and who were the artists making the movies. And, you know, people say we're a bunch of old white guys. And there was a definite degree of truth in that. So now we're trying to be much, much better at it. And there aren't rules, but there are big suggestions about how to, you know, pay attention to those who are underrepresented, those who are women, those who are, you know, gender defined or not defined, you know, all of the various things. And we are, and why not? If an artist, if a person can qualify to be an Academy member, it's not easy to get into that place. If a person can qualify based on the various branches' rules for inviting one into the Academy, then sure enough. And if that person is ethnically not an old white guy, all the more better. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, but it's a good one.
Very good. We've been speaking with Sid Gannis, and we could talk to you all day. Sid,
thank you so much, Sid,
for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sid. I'll be calling you for a column interview, honey.
Jan, whenever you're ready. I have to tell you, audience, this Jan Wall person on the other side of this conversation, she's pretty amazing.
Sid. Coming from
all
you,
right.
That's a real honor. Give my love to Nancy, and I'll see you maybe at the museum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see ya.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. And, Jan, you got some recommendations on the other side?
I sure do. I just saw something amazing.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with Jan Wall.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never gonna get my love.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
A couple minutes with the Rick Tittle. That's me and Jan Wall. That's her. Jan will tell us what we should be watching, Jan.
You have got to see this. It's on all kinds of media. You've got to find it. It's for people who love great sports movies, but also anything to do with beating the odds. It's called Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, Maiden, which was the name of the ship, okay? So Maiden, it's a boat, okay? It's not a ship, it's a boat. And it's a boat that went around the world for a month, all over the world in this huge round, actually, I think it was about 3 months. But it's these women who decided to be the first women to be sailors around the world, you know, world-class yacht women. And they raced all over the world in this famous race. And it's just amazing the way they had to beat the odds. There were never women doing this kind of work before. And also what it's like to be at sea and be in this kind of a race for your life. It's amazing. It's called Maiden.
Do you know that I had Tracy Edwards, the captain of Maiden, in studio with me?
Oh, my God. What was that like?
She was great. That was like over a year ago.
Did you see the film?
No, I had to wash my hair. But, I mean, it was a... I will see it, though, but no, she's fantastic. Yeah,
really
Tracy's great, yeah.
Right from the beginning, it just grabs you, because it's not, I mean, it's great these women did this and they fought the odds, but boy, it's about being at sea.
Do you know
she
was made an MBE, too, a member of the British Empire. How about that?
Good for her. I'm so glad. She deserves it.
All right, Jenny, once again, it's great to talk to you, and that was certainly a full hour, and thanks as always.
I can't believe Sid Gannis said something so nice about me.
Oh,
I'm so important.
Take that one to the bank and put it in a safe deposit box.
I will.
All right. That's Jan Wall, everybody. Thanks, Jan. We'll talk next week.
Okay, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We got 2 hours. Come on back.